to our planning and zoning meeting here at the Centerfield City Hall. It is 7:46 p.m. We will start with roll call. Christy Garf.
Here.
John Hansen.
Here.
Colin Edwards.
Here.
Brandon Childs. I'm here. Jaden Sorensen.
Here.
Mayor Leatherwood.
Here.
And Lacey Donut. All right, I guess we'll go ahead and start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Jaden, you want to lead us?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll go ahead and give us an invocation. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this opportunity we have to meet together as city members and be able to talk about the things in which we need to for the city. Father, we pray that we can understand and look at both sides and be able to help the city move forward and also members of our city. We pray for these things at this time and ask thee to watch over our servicemen and others who are serving our country at this time, that they might be able to be watched over and protected as they help protect us in our country. And these things we humbly pray for and do so in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Did everybody get a chance to review the minutes from our previous meeting? That was on 10, no.
Yeah, October 9th.
October 9th. I didn't have those listed here. I pulled open the work meeting on there. October 9th, 2025. Did anybody have any questions or discussion on that?
I move that we accept the minutes from 10/9/25.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion from John Hansen to accept the minutes from 10/9/25 and a second from Christy Garf. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Is there any opposed? Passes unanimously. All right, we have the fence permit for Wyatt Scott. You want to come up, Wyatt, and talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is Wyatt Scott. I need to put a fence on the north side of my property. I don't know. I sent Lacey, I think, because
they've got all of those attachments.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Okay, because I read that it said plot map, and my brain was just like, send it a plot map. So,
yeah.
I didn't draw on it, but it'd be along that north side and my east side.
Yellow.
Is there any yellow there?
Are you going along the entire north side?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had it surveyed, so. But, yeah, just the entire north side and then the entire east side. I don't know. I tried reading through the ordinances. It says 50 feet from a corner, which technically my neighbor's house is like it's his backyard. So I don't know how that would work. I don't really want to be that guy that takes it 6 feet all the way to the other property, to my east property corner. I don't know that I can do that, can I?
No.
It's got to drop down.
Is it 30 feet back?
30 feet to 3.5 feet, right?
Yes, 42 inches.
Oh, 4 feet? Okay.
4 feet?
No.
Three.
I think it said 3.5.
We went
42
inches.
Yeah.
It was
3.5.
Oh, yeah. It was 3.5, yeah.
42 inches.
So, question, is this going to be entirely on your property, or are you splitting right on the property line?
Well, I talked with my east neighbor several times, and he hasn't decided what kind of fence he wants to put up. But if he decides that he doesn't want to do the one that I'm looking at doing, I'll just put it on. Just inside on my property on both sides. The back one is definitely going to be on my side of the property line. The north side, I guess. My back side would be the north side.
The north side would be completely on yours.
On, yeah.
You and your east neighbor might go right on
the property. And we can, like I said, I've talked to him a few times, but he was going to talk to his wife and see if they wanted to do something like that, but I haven't heard back from him. But I also didn't want to make like a huge plan with him if he,
Okay. What kind of material?
It'll be corrugated, white tin from Seal Builders with trim, burnished slate trim across the top. Brandon probably knows all about that, but
I know the top.
So,
long did you drop that down to this one?
What do you need?
42 inches or less.
Yeah, 42. And then I think the ordinance also said from the, there's cement that's existing. There has to be 6 inches behind that too, right?
I think you're right to your property line. Wherever the side, the back of the sidewalk would actually
be. Yeah, that's what I said. It said 6 inches from the back of the sidewalk. So. Yeah.
And there's a sidewalk.
Yeah. There is.
So you might want to hold it back the 6 inches.
Yeah, that's what we mean. Just come 6 inches off the back of some there.
Well, I move that we issue Wyatt Scott a building permit for his fence.
I have a motion from Jaden Sorensen to issue a fence permit for Wyatt Scott at, where's the address? Did I see it?
185 East 200 South.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second from Christy Garf. All in favor?
Any further discussion?
Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously.
What's the 42 inches? Is how many feet?
3.5.
No. 30. How many feet? It goes 30 feet back.
30 feet back.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought you only had a 25, no?
I think
it's thought that we can go right in the front of somebody's house.
I just want to put
it. So that is on a corner that's 30. Mm-hmm. But where that, it also.
That's not a corner.
The street
it's
too.
A corner right. Got like 50.
Yeah, it's like, I wheeled his out because, like I said, we were talking about doing it. And he's 83 feet from our back peg. To the back of his cement in the front of his house. So we're 50 feet from the corner. I don't know what you guys are talking about, so I just.
But if you want your house to only be 25 feet
away, then
you should be able to have a tall fence all the way to your house.
Yeah.
So it's,
which is said 30.
I'm sure it should be 25.
So is he only supposed to be?
Is what I want.
That's for sidewalk.
Probably the home.
That's his grand.
And then drop that.
Yeah.
I think you only have to be back 10.
Looking at that.
Looking at this.
Where are we looking?
So go to the,
on the, in the
sketch.
Sean Nelson incident with his fence. Going back in the A to Z. That's why I thought he could come all the way out. As a matter of fact, I didn't need to go 10 feet off.
It is.
What's 6 feet? I have to look it up on the code.
Oh, we went that way because it was a driveway. I think, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Where are you putting your driveway in your house?
It'll be quite a ways from that corner, from that east side. It'll be over on the other side of the house.
Kind of
it'll be almost like the west side of that lot.
Because okay. That's what I thought, that they could come all the way out.
They can't come all the way out to the sidewalk.
Okay, so side fences not abutting the street shall not exceed 6 feet in height. Side fences may extend into the designated frontage of the height of 6 feet. Fence within 50 feet of an intersection. So that's a corner. Right? Wouldn't be obstructed via fence that does not exceed 6 feet. Public right of way, let's see. A fence shall not obstruct a public right of way, sidewalk, alley, road, street, public area. No fence can be constructed. Let's see.
It said 30 across the front of your wall when I was looking at that.
That's what I.
We just reduced it
to make it more easy.
It's
construction.
It's
in that first section there, I guess, but it didn't call that out. I thought that's where it was. Unless it's in building regulations. But
we got requirements.
Sorry.
Thanks for your patience.
Oh, I'm good.
So side fences may extend into the designated frontage at a height of 6 feet, but shall not exceed a height of 42 inches in any area where the side fence is within 50 feet of an intersection or would create an obstructed view of said intersection. That's where it is.
So you can go 6 feet all the way along his back?
No. Because on the east side? If it creates an obstruction from the intersection, you have to be 50 feet back.
So if he's... But that's the thing, is if
so if, that... No. If he's coming out from his fence and he can't see the intersection, it has to be 42 inches.
Okay, so that makes sense, but it doesn't. So you've got Barney's right here.
Yep.
Okay, and then this, his lot goes like this, right?
So if this is 6 feet...
This is the intersection.
Correct, but if this is 6 feet and it obstructs the view to that intersection, which it would, it cannot be 6 feet.
But then his backyard has to drop.
Down to 50, this is 50 feet back, so that you can see that intersection.
That's only 50 feet off that corner like that. So now you have 42 inches all the way around that whole corner.
So, but if his driveway right here is more than 50 feet.
So it doesn't seem to be my driveway, it's his side fence.
But that's him as a side fence.
This is his side fence, correct.
Yeah.
So his side fence.
I'm fine, I can drop him 3.5, if it doesn't bother me one bit.
But you shouldn't have to go back 30 feet.
No.
10 feet at the most. And so, you don't even have to.
So what I'm hearing you say, though, too, is
you don't have to.
If all of a sudden Barney's come in and say, I want to put a fence along the back of my yard, you have to drop it to 3.5 feet in your backyard.
Yeah, that's my argument. Yes. It's because that's Nate's backyard, and that's ridiculous that he has to have a 3 foot fence in his backyard.
And then that would actually require him to have a 3 foot fence all over his south side. Because
right.
Why would you have a 6 foot fence dropped to a 3 foot fence here? And then when there's a 6 foot fence
because
there.
Because you have to be able to see that intersection where people are coming.
So the 50 and 50 protects that intersection. That's the only thing that needs to protect.
No, it's not.
Why? Well,
because here's an example. Down here behind Brandon Olson's old place, Paul Peterson's house.
Okay.
They got a 6 foot fence that goes clear to the property line.
Okay.
And if you were to come out on that and go into that road and there's a car coming, that was one of the issues originally that caused this problem, is you can't see the road. And that's what this is referring to. This. Do you know what fence I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, but I don't remember their fence there. You mean between Paul Peterson?
Yes. They put a 6 foot fence all the way. And that's
I think part of the problem with that, though, too, is he had an entryway that was well within the 50 feet of that fence. He had a roundabout, right? Paul does?
Yes, he does. But if there's a roadway or you park here, you got to be able to see.
So that's the thing, is wherever he puts his frontage, if he's 50 feet off, he can have a 6 foot fence to the road. That's my understanding. And that makes sense.
That's how I read it, was that if I'm 50 feet, away from that intersection, I can go 60.
So you're saying his driveway, if it's more than 50 feet
from his property
from
line,
fence.
From his property line,
okay.
And his driveway starts here, then okay. that gives a buffer zone to be able to pull out. And see enough around this
fence.
So where
will your driveway be?
It's going to be west side.
Okay. What about your shop?
Will it be within?
The shop's, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't have a problem. I'll drop it to 3.5 because I know that there's that.
But I'm saying you don't have to go back 30 feet.
But it should be 10 feet.
Nate wants to go back 30
feet. No,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
On a driveway.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. On a driveway it says 10 feet.
So just 10 feet back.
Yeah, okay. So there is an actual.
Okay. Yeah,
because we used to didn't have that, and the Shawn Nelson incident is what created that 10 foot.
So
10
so
feet back.
You should be on your west side, you should be able to go 6 feet all the way across.
Yes, that east side. On your east side, you should be able to go. No, on his east side, that's where he's going to drop 10. On his north side, his whole backyard, he can go 6 feet all the way.
Absolutely, why can't he drop his east
side? That's the driveway. It's a 10 feet driveway.
Is your driveway going to be right there?
But the shop,
you can drive it.
I think 10 feet back is what this diagram is.
So there'll be two driveways eventually. There'll be one for the house, and there'll be one for my shop.
So on both sides of the
front.
This is a driveway.
10 feet.
It should be 10 feet.
Okay, but here's, so let's throw this scenario out. So say Nate Barney comes. Okay, so you put this in, and Nate Barney comes and says, I don't have any right of way. I don't have anything. I want a 6 foot fence all the way along my back.
Is there a driveway
not
that's on the other side? That's on the other side of the fence.
But he has a driveway.
He has a driveway, so it doesn't matter where the driveway is.
So then you can tell Nate Barney sorry because your neighbor put a driveway within 10 feet. Because
if a kid's walking down the sidewalk,
I agree.
Yeah.
So,
but it's tricky, because that's Nate's backyard, and that was my whole argument on why a fence couldn't come all the way out in a situation like that. So. Because it's how many of somebody's backyard.
It may be drilled somebody's backyard.
It will, and for sure. But what I'm saying, okay, so let's look at this then. How much distance does he have to have? 50 feet in that corner then? Is that what I'm seeing? So
you get Nate.
From Nate's fence, or from Nate, his property line to a driveway, so he can go 50 feet, or 8 feet.
Well, I think that this explains that in here. It says, no fence shall obstruct a public right-of-way, sidewalk, alley, road, street, or other public access.
But what is obstruction?
That means it's all over the side obstruction.
That's where I think it is 10 feet. So Nate would be able to do it, but it'd have to be 10 feet back from that side anyway.
Okay, I'm not making sense. Here,
I did not mean to open a can of worms.
So look, this is what I'm saying. If Nate's here, this is his house, this is Wyatt's property. If Nate wants a 6-foot fence all the way along his back, how much frontage does he have to cover before his driveway can come in? Before that 6-foot...
Nate can't put the full 6-foot all the way there because of this...
Because
it cannot obstruct a public right of way.
Right, but it won't after so many feet.
But
up to 10 feet, I think.
But even it says on your house, from your house out to the street, it has to, or from your street to the house, it has to be so many feet down.
That's on the very front.
Right.
So let's just put it like this. Let me look at it this way.
I get why you're frustrated.
Well, I just want to make sure we're not missing something, to be honest with you. So imagine this isn't a corner, this isn't Nate's yard. Imagine this is the fence between Nate's right here, Wyatt's right here. If he has 30 feet before he starts a driveway, can he have a 6-foot fence there?
Basically, if I move my driveway to my shop over 30 feet, I should be able to go 6 feet back.
On that end. That's my question. Is that the way it's... And am I reading that right?
Go to residents who are going to... Can you just go to...
Because that's... I mean, that's even a corner.
That's my argument. And it was Sean Nielsen's argument. But he dropped his slats to 36 inches. But he said, I shouldn't have to because it doesn't say anywhere anything that I have. But he did.
This one, yep.
But well, I'm just thinking, can I be honest with you, 100% honest? If I'm Nate Barney, I don't want a 3-foot fence in my backyard. My backyard is my backyard. That's where I go. And if I want to, I have my shirt off or something.
What is your backyard? What does your fence do? Is it 6 feet all the way to the sidewalk? Because that's the same scenario, basically.
I didn't know I needed a fence for that. I'm going to be 100%.
No, I'm just saying that's...
I didn't get a fence with it. I didn't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't, but I know there's other places
that
like that.
Create an obstructed view. So chain link, some type of fence.
So Nate can put a 6-foot one there, but it can't be
an obstructed view. Can't be privacy.
And that's the problem, right? In your backyard, you want privacy. That's just what I'm thinking. So again, we have to have something in there. So if this is if this is not a road, but if this is Nate's property, this is Wyatt's property. He wants a 6-foot fence to the road. What I'm seeing here is that he'd have to go 30 feet before he does a driveway. From this corner?
Yeah, basically, we hit that driveway.
So he'd only have to be 10 here to a 6-foot fence. Are you 10 feet?
So I'm going to wipe out 10 feet of my gravel there.
So where your property line is, 10 feet over. Is that
I have gravel there.
Is that your driveway?
It's the shop's entrance, yes. But the house would be, I said, to the west.
You're 10 feet off your property line, right?
With
your shed?
Oh, yeah, it's 20 feet or 25 feet.
So
it's way up
there. Here's my thought. What if you started here and then just opened it up once you get past it? So in other words, no, can you do that? So once you get here, you have to pull out onto the road 10 feet from the fence. But you can have something that winds back to it and utilizes that. So in other words, if it's 10 feet here, you start your driveway here, but then you open it up to over here. Am I wrong?
Why people say
why am I not trying to fight one? Does this make sense?
No, I don't care. Or he can just drop it 42 inches. Or he just drops it 42 inches and it's straight.
But he's got to drop this 42 inches.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. If I'm Nate, I'm going to do that.
Well, it's
not make sense.
Why? But what if also name wants to come
across that bridge when he gets here?
Okay.
That's not my point.
I'll tell you what. If we find that when it gets here and I'm made, I'm trying to see all sides. I would be
okay. Okay, so driveway stays there 10 feet back from the front of my, from the back of that cement half, drop it to the
if he can have it.
Wow, this is supposed to be the easiest thing.
It's supposed to be. This is the. I mean, we just figured this out too.
Learning all the good stuff here.
Nothing's easy to learn.
So I guess it comes down to this. Okay, I'll just be 100% blunt on this. Wyatt, if you want to be a good neighbor, you're going to move the street 10 feet so he can have privacy.
Front yard.
So I guess where I'm at right now is if I leave my driveway where it is, I got to drop my fence down to 3.5, 10 feet away from the
back of the sidewalk.
Yep.
If I move my driveway over 10 feet, I can go 6 feet all the way to the sidewalk.
Is that correct?
That is my understanding.
So like 2 spots
and that's the way I remember too.
See, do you see my point? I know it does itself. But why, to me, if I'm
engaged,
I would love it. No,
this is that driveway.
Oh, because that means now I have that privacy.
I don't think.
Because then he could theoretically, at that point, he could go down his south side, so he's 50 feet away from the finish. And then he has to drop
down. Yeah, he's going to
slide. Because of what you're doing.
Change that to
way. Well, yeah, unless I drop it down.
Unless you move it this way.
So basically,
I'm a jerk
if I don't move it.
But he's thinking buying it, right?
Yeah, I know, I understand.
It's funny because my neighbors didn't want to go in on my fence at all because they wanted to put in a different fence. There's my fence.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's because everybody finds out the cost of them and they're like, holy crap. And then somebody just gets better.
Right, because Nate has no, there's no tobacco to him.
Okay, we good?
His would have to be.
Are we good? So,
I'm good.
So then what is why I want to sell it?
So why, tell us what you're going to do. What are you going to do?
Well, it was already passed, so I guess I can do whatever I want. I was saying hi, and it was like, there you go. And
yeah.
I just stood there like a dummy game.
Well, what was passed is that you
I can
are going to drop it. That you're going to drop
okay.
it. That's what was passed.
Right.
So we might need to...
But I was questioning how many feet back it had to be dropped. Okay.
So is there something that I can coordinate with if I decide either way? Or do I have to like cut and drag right now?
If you get a permit, it's got to be cut.
Well, why don't you just say 6 feet all the way, and if you feel like dropping one down for 10 feet,
that's not going to bother you.
Perfect, there you go.
Just make sure the road's 10 feet from the corner, right? Driveway's 10 feet from the fence. Done.
Easy business, Steve.
So maybe we have to re-vote on that, just so that it's in the minute.
How will we be,
We'll just say we're going to amend the motion.
Can we rescind the motion?
I guess you can.
I move that we rescind that motion.
Scott's
fence permit.
Sorry, Wyatt.
Oh, you're fine.
Sorry, Wyatt.
All in favor?
We got to get a
discussion.
Second.
I seconded it.
No, Brandon did.
Right. So, Jaden made a motion we rescind the building permit. I seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We're just going to make more clarification with it, I guess, after our discussion. So if your driveway is 10 feet off of the property line, you can go all the way to the edge or to the 6 inches off of the sidewalk at 6 feet. If it's closer than that, then it needs to be 42 inches for 10 feet back is the way that the code's written, which
right.
would be what you need it to do, correct?
Is that what you're wanting? Because you can always lower it.
I'm giving you the option in there. It's just either it's 10 feet off, or if it's not, then you lower the fence. If it's 10 feet off, then you can keep the fence high. It's your choice.
2 seconds ago, I was like, you got to take this one or that one. So, I don't know. I don't...
I don't it just meets the code, right?
Depends on where you put your driveway. Yeah. Where you put your driveway, then.
Yeah. But what, I mean, obviously that's a driveway, but at the same time, not, like, what would I do with 10 feet of dirt right there? But I also don't want
that's true.
10 feet of fence that's going to bother the neighbor.
So that's a decision you got to make. And I'm just telling you, the way I look at it is if I'm Nate, how will I feel for a 6-foot fence? And then I talk to Nate. If he has where's John Space, or if he doesn't feel better about it. But I just get a pass from 6 feet all the way out.
Perfect. Let's just do 6 feet all the way out. I'll just move the driveway 10 feet.
Well, I think we just have both in there. And you decide.
That's the way the code's written currently, right? So you have the option either way. Yeah. I don't know if we need to rescind it. As long as you meet within the code.
Perfect. Let's just do it. Somebody can drive by and say it's right or it's wrong. And if it's wrong,
listen, Jonah. Jonah.
Hey, Stewart, somebody just do a drive by.
Jonah would give you a thumbs up. Unless it's
hard.
Okay. Motion.
I don't know the issue of why it's not a building permit for a fence with what we've discussed.
Okay.
What was the address again?
Hey, we're still pretty good about our city council meetings.
Awesome. 185.
Yeah. East, 200 south.
200 south. For a building permit. We have a motion from Jaden Sorensen for 185 East, 200 North.
South.
For Wyatt. Scott, for a building permit for a fence with the things in which we've discussed. Any further discussion?
Who seconded that?
Or do we have a second?
I don't think anybody did.
Nobody did.
Great. Sorry, Wyatt, you're...
Hey, we have the first time it's not going to go the second time.
Jeez. We have a second from Christy Garf. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Sorry for that.
We had the first time that way. I mean, it was... I just go get it from you, or is it just fine? Get it? We'll just email it over to me. Okay. Is that it?
Well, tell me you the next thing.
I just want to start.
Thanks for coming.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion that we need to have, I guess, for a work session or anything? I'm unaware of anything. If not, I will entertain a motion to close the meeting, I guess, or adjourn the meeting. Have a motion from John Hansen to adjourn the meeting and a second from Christy Garf. All in favor?
Aye.
It is 8:34 p.m. 8:14 p.m.